May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the bread of life, our good shepherd who feeds His people today. Amen. I want to talk about the gospel and tie in the Old Testament today. We pray. Lord, You are our good shepherd. We gather around You this day, so feed us. Turn us not away, but feed us with Your holy word, soon Your very body and blood. Satisfy us, fulfill our every need, forgive us our sins, grant us ears to hear now and to receive. We pray in Your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, today I get to talk about one of my favorite topics, and you should know what that topic is. Food. All right, the readings are not about sports, or I'd tie in that a little bit. It's not about that. It is about food, though. And we had this great miracle of the 5,000 that are fed. This is a very important miracle. Jesus performs many miracles in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's about 40 recorded or so. But there are only two miracles that Jesus performs that are recorded by all four Gospel writers. Meaning Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all record this miracle for us. Only two of them. One of them is the resurrection, Easter, which is the miracle of miracles. Christianity is founded on that. And the other miracle recorded four times for us is the feeding of the 5,000. Why does the Holy Spirit give us this miracle four times? What's so important about the feeding of the 5,000? Let me suggest this miracle is a picture of the life of the church. It's a model of Christian worship. The miracle is really about Christian worship and the basic life of a Christian. And so this miracle, in a way, is repeated when we gather for worship. It's been repeated the last 2,000 years. Jesus continues to feed and feed and feed, miraculously multiplying His blessings upon us. Like the crowd, we come tired, we come hungry, we come burdened, but we are wise enough by the Holy Spirit to gather around Jesus. The crowd there was wise enough to be around Jesus. They knew something good might happen. They're around Jesus. I'm sure there were other people that didn't go. They were too tired, too lazy, had other things to do. They just didn't want to gather around Christ and go out to that desolate place. But this crowd's around Him. He does not turn them away, which the disciples say, get rid of them. We can't handle them. He doesn't turn them away, which we often do. We turn people away. We can't help them. Jesus has compassion. And He feeds all 5,000 and they all go home satisfied. And there's basketfuls left over to take to other people. And so, as I mentioned, we come tired and hungry and helpless. Jesus doesn't turn us away here today. We don't say, get out. There's nothing here in church today. He feeds His people with the real bread and fish, which is Himself, the Word, the sacrament. And we all get satisfied and go home with basketfuls left over to share with other people. It's an ongoing miracle in the church. Thus, it's recorded four times. This is what happens. This is what you are to do. Gather around Christ and receive. And then take His blessings to the world. I want to today speak specifically about the food Jesus gives the church. That's all indicated, symbolized, pointed to in this miracle. Let me say, and this is what draws the church. We ought to be busting down the doors to church. You guys will wait in line 30 minutes for some lousy restaurant, and you'll get fed, and you won't like the food much. The kids will cry. It'll be a big crowd. It'll be hot there, and it'll satisfy you for 3 hours, and you want to eat tonight. And you waste about $20, $30 on it. Why'd we do that? Here you get this wonderful free food, and it is forgiving food. It's filling food. It's free food. It's for everyone. And this is what draws the church. Christ doesn't disappoint. First of all, the food He gives is forgiving food. Read again, I won't do it now, but read again that hymn we just sang, 642. It's beautiful. The food He gives is forgiving food. It's actual food that takes away sin. It's food that conquers death. It's food that raises our bodies. It's food that brings us back to the Father. It's food that gives us eternal life. It's powerful, saving, living food, eternal food. And it's all indicated in this wonderful miracle. Let me point that out, some clues. What does Jesus feed the people with? Bread and fish. What do you think of when you think of bread in the Bible? What should immediately come to your mind when you read about bread? You should think of Jesus. Jesus goes on in John chapter 6 after he does this miracle. We don't have this in Matthew. But in John says, I am the bread of life. What you really need to eat is not this temporal bread. You need to eat of me. I'm the bread of life. So the bread points to Jesus. He's the real eternal forgiving food that you not must receive. And if you know a little bit about your New Testament history, you know the fish in the New Testament, and continuing on today, is a symbol of Christianity and Christ. The word fish was used as an acronym in that day, we think. The Greek word is ichthus. And each letter in the Greek word ichthus stood for words about Jesus. The word stood for Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. So you saw a fish, you'd think of ichthus, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. Thus, even today, some people have a fish up to say they're a Christian, which is a good thing to do. So the bread you think of Jesus, the fish you think of Jesus, it all points to Jesus. He is the food that we need, and He is forgiving food, eternal food, powerful that overcomes death if you eat of Him. You'll rise again and live forever. And notice how many items there are. There are seven items. 5 and 2 equals 7. And if you know your Bible a little bit, you know that 7 is God's number. It is the heavenly number. It is the perfect number. 7 for God. 7 items. It all is a clue pointing to the real food we need, which is Christ. He's the perfect food. He's the bread from heaven. If you eat of Him, no man will ever die. This is how you read most of your miracles. They're much deeper than just a miracle. They are signs pointing to continuing miracles in the church and onward to the last day. You see, Adam and Eve brought sin and death into the world by eating the wrong food. How can you eat the wrong food and sin? Well, that's what happened in the beginning. They ate the wrong food and sin and death and condemnation came to the world. And so God in His wisdom has given us a perfect food, a heavenly food to bring us back to Him, to take away sin and conquer death. And that food is Jesus that we eat of today, that we hear of today. And so we come. I think of 5 loaves. I think of the 5 loaves you get today. You get an Old Testament reading. You get an epistle. You get a gospel reading, children's message, and a sermon. 5 loaves of living bread. Then you get the 2 fish, His body and His blood. It's all right here. And it's better food than they ate back then. To them, it was just bread and fish. For us, this is eternal food. It's Jesus. That's number one. Number two, this food is filling food. Pastor mentioned to the kids, they all ate, and they didn't just get a little bit. Here's your little bitty tiny morsel. They all ate and were satisfied, the text says. How can that happen? By the power of Jesus, God's Son. He multiplies it to all people. So He multiplies the mere word that we speak, that we read. He multiplies those words coming from a humble mouth. And He multiplies forgiveness and grace to all that would hear. He multiplies His body and blood to all that receive. It's all right here. How can it be? Because He's God and He makes it happen. That's how it is. And all eat and are filled. The Lord doesn't skimp on portions. Notice no one complains. Where's the little kids complaining? I want chicken nuggets from McDonald's, Dad. I don't want bread and fish. I want a hamburger. I want a hot dog. I didn't get enough. No one complains. No one grumbles. They all eat and are satisfied. And so the Word of God in the sacrament satisfies to the deepest core of our very being. We go home content, though life is hard. There's a restaurant up where we live, Clinton Highway, Cheddar's. Pat, you eating there at Cheddar's? You didn't like it? Okay. It's not really new anymore, but Ann and I haven't gone yet. It's always crowded. It's too packed, so I don't want to wait in line for food. You know me. Let's go to McDonald's, Burger King, somewhere else. But Cheddar's has this reputation, and it's got a good reputation for a restaurant. Lots of food, they give good food, good American food, I guess, basically. It's pretty cheap price, and they give lots of it. I hear that everybody goes there takes a box home. Now, that's a challenge. I want to see if I take a box home, okay? You take a box home, you get large portions, good food. And this needs to be the reputation of the Christian church. We don't skimp on portions. We give you the Word of God and the Word of God Sunday, Wednesday, Bible classes, Christian school. We give you that. We soak you with the Word of God. When people come here, it's not fun and games. I learned about Jesus Christ. I got the Word of God. Let me give the sacrament. And we give the sacrament. Sunday, Wednesday. Not once a month, four times a year. What is that? Isaiah says, come and eat. Don't come eat four times a year. But come and eat. So we large portion. No one goes home empty and hungry. If you're not content, you're not happy, you're not satisfied, the problem is not what God gives. The problem is that you're not eating. Someone can lay a huge banquet in front of you. If you don't eat, you're going to be hungry. Well, it's your fault you didn't eat. Many of us don't truly eat, as Isaiah says, the Word of God. And we don't really partake of the sacrament. We nibble here or there. We're like, well, you're not a bird. You're not here to nibble a little bit here or there. You're a sheep. Get your head down and eat. And eat to the full. Hear the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Memorize the Word of God. Immerse yourself in the Word of God every day. Read, mark, learn. Inwardly digest the Word of God and take the sacrament often. For this is the food of eternal life. What prevents you? Filling food. Forgiving food. Thirdly, free food. People often say, you can't get a free lunch anymore. They're wrong. You get a free breakfast today. And Wednesday night, you get a free dinner if you would come. The Lord doesn't give a bill after He feeds 5,000 plus people. Here's your bill, your bill, your bill. And I don't take credit cards because of American credit right now and your credit. I need cash. No bill given, not even an offering taken. Let's take a free will offering to offset the cost. It's all on Jesus. He makes the food. He multiplies the food. It's all on Christ. You go out with a friend to lunch, and your friend buys. What happens next time? You buy. That's just expected. My friend buys, then I buy. He buys, then I buy. We pay each other back. That's not how it is with Jesus. He pays for it every time. This food is free. Yes, we have an offering, but the offering doesn't pay for the word and sacrament. The offering is a thanksgiving to God, which overflows in our hearts, and we realize that everything comes from Him anyway. But we never give you a bill as you leave. Here's your bill for the absolution. And here's your bill for the body and blood of Jesus. Pay up, or you won't get it next time. And we don't take credit either. It's all on Jesus. But it's not cheap. To have the word of forgiveness and to have the sacrament cost Jesus His life. And Jesus' death, the cross, is right here in this miracle too. What had to die so the people could eat? Something had to die so people could eat. The fish had to die. The fish were dead. They were killed. They sacrificed their lives for the people. And I suggest wheat plants had to die. Some wheat plants so that you get the kernels and the kernels crushed into flour. Wheat had to die. Fish had to die. Things had to die so they could eat. This points to the death of Jesus. To truly have the word of forgiveness, to truly have His body and blood for forgiveness, He must die. He must be sacrificed. It's free, but it's not cheap. We indicate this by our posture as we come to communion today. When we come to communion, we show by our very posture this is all free. It's purely out of God's grace. I don't deserve it, can't earn it, can't buy it. You come as a beggar and a baby. It's both, really. But we kneel if we're able. You know, as I said before, when else do we kneel in our lives? Except maybe when you propose to your wife. We don't kneel. We're Americans. We don't kneel before anybody. You kneel before your God because you're a beggar. And many of us put our hands out. That's the posture of a beggar. I bring nothing but my sin, God. It's a free gift. Please give it to me. And some of you, also very appropriate, just take it as a baby. We put it in your mouth. When's the last time someone just put something in your mouth? That's not how we eat. You do that as a baby. Babies get fed that way. We realize that we're children, we're babies. Babies don't earn their food. They don't do anything for their food. They're just fed by loving parents. We recognize that at the table. Last of all, this food is for everyone. 12 basketfuls left over. Why 12 basketfuls left over? Well, some suggest the disciples finally get to eat, perhaps. But I think it's to take to the ends of the earth. The 12 basketfuls left over mean disciples. You 12 disciples, take the Word of God. Take the true food to the ends of the earth. To the 5 billion, the 6 billion, the Gentiles. We got a big mission, not just to feed the Jews right here, but to feed the whole world with the gospel message of forgiveness. So take it. Pass the food, First Lutheran. You get the food today, the gospel in your ears and your mouth. Pass the food to somebody else. There's a real mission emphasis in this parable, in this miracle. Jesus miraculously multiplies the food, but the food doesn't just appear in the hands of the people. He could have done it that way. It just would magically appear in their hands or in their mouth and they chew and eat it. But he has the disciples work and they work hard. They must distribute the food. And think about it, this is hard work. 12 men feeding 5, 10, 15,000 people. That's a lot of hard work. They are face to face with people. They go to people they don't like. People that smell bad, look bad, act bad. You don't get anything. They're to give everybody the food. They're the face. They do a lot of hard work, sweat, effort. They must have faith there's enough food. Faith that it'll satisfy the people. They won't grumble and complain and cause a riot. They have to have great faith that God will, Jesus indeed will bless this. And so the church passes the food. It's a lot of hard work. We go face to face with people. We don't turn them away. Oh, you're not good enough. Don't like you. You don't look right, act right. You're out of here. We go to all people with the compassion of Jesus. He had compassion. We go to all people, people we don't like, don't look right, smell right, act right. Well, none of us do. We're all sinners, so get over it and pass the food, pass the gospel, and do it with joy. I had a funeral this past Wednesday for a non-member. She's a Christian. And I had to drive out to Farragut after church Wednesday to do this funeral, so I was in a rush. And I'll be real honest, I wasn't in the greatest of moods because it had been a long day. Now go preach at a funeral. Didn't really know the people. Let's just do this, Pastor Busher, and do your job. So I preached Jesus Christ to people that most of them I didn't know. And I preached the gospel and read the readings that pastors do. And I had a lady that I did not know come up as I greeted people as they left the chapel. And she said, "Thank you, Pastor. It's been a long time since I've heard about Jesus." Maybe that's why I did the funeral. It's been a long time since I've heard about Jesus. As you leave today, don't assume people just know about Jesus. Don't assume they probably go to church. Probably a lot of starving people out there. It's been a long time since they've heard good news of Jesus. Pass the food. Show compassion. Love people. Turn no one away. This miracle is repeated today at First Lutheran. We come helpless, hurting, and hungry people. He doesn't turn us away. He gives us forgiving food, free food, filling food, food that's for everyone. Eat your fill today. Take a basketful with you. Amen. We stand. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.